Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show continues. About an hour from now, we'll have live coverage of whatever Bob Mueller says or doesn't say. Mueller Day. Hope you got enough dip made with chips for your big Mueller watch party. In studio right now, a guy who many of you will know by name, and some of you won't, but he is literally one of the main people to support, promote, and fund the Chicago music scene, because he has no problem running up to rich people and going, we're going to need a few bucks. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you doing?
Nice to see you. One of Chicago's top advocates for the arts for so many years, stepping down finally as CEO of the Chicago Sinfonietta. But what was the Old Town School of Folk Music start for you?
Well, you know, it was a really interesting part of my journey. I was actually teaching at Old Town School.
What were you teaching?
Well, I was a guitarist mainly, but I played a few other instruments as well. And I was there at a time when they were looking to do a leadership change, and I had been actually doing some administrative work up in the Evanston branch, and they offered me the position of executive director at the age of 28. Which,
it's a big job.
Yeah, it seems like a cool thing, but at the time, the organization was kind of on life support. And so what I didn't know completely was the depth of the turnaround that was required. But thanks to the work of many very dedicated teachers and board members and donors, we were able to actually turn it around. And Old Town now is, I believe, the largest organization of its kind in the country and possibly in the world.
My 3.5-year-old granddaughter is a student at Old Town.
A wiggle worm, right?
Well, if you believe that to be the case. I mean, how do you know she's not some sort of prodigy? She's a wiggle worm. She loves it. Loves it. And your folks do a nice job with little kids, too, because that's where the love starts for music, right?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we, I think, helped really bring to the fore, especially in the Chicagoland area, was the idea of exposing very, very young children, as young as 6 months old, to music. And what we know now from a lot of research is that when you expose your child to music, their academic outcomes, their ability to, you know, their brain development is really enhanced in ways that nobody really understood before.
Sure. Yeah.
It's called the Mozart effect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've heard for forever pregnant moms ought to be playing music on their bellies, right? To let that baby listen. Now, you also manage a Chicago theater. You have come across every diva in show business. Give me a good story.
Well, one of my favorite stories was the New Year's Eve night when we presented Aretha Franklin. And
Franklin.
Yes. The thing that was interesting about Aretha is that she didn't use a tour manager, so she did all of the financial settlement herself. And as the theater manager, I found myself in a little broom closet about
negotiating?
With a stack of $100 bills where we settled the show before she went on stage. So there was $165,000 in cash on the table that I'm counting with her to make sure that we had exactly
in a closet.
And then she then proceeded to take the $165,000, stuff it in a giant purse, and took it on stage with her.
Well, you tell me if I'm right about this. I believe that comes from her generation knowing how music moguls had stolen money, particularly from black artists. And club folks as well, and she's going to get her cash, man. She's going to get paid.
Yeah, she was definitely going to get paid. And for me, it was like one of those really weird moments in your life where you're sitting there like 3 feet away from the greatest, you know, soul singer who's ever lived, and you're thinking, how did I get here? It was such a fun part of
life. You know who else was all cash? Jerry Seinfeld. In the 80s, I did stand up with Jerry Seinfeld a few times, and before he was Jerry Seinfeld. He was just Jerry Seinfeld then. He was a cash guy because comedy club owners were a little shady. And he would close out on a Friday night, and he'd be sitting at the desk. But that was a desk in a room. It wasn't a closet with Aretha.
And it probably
Counting out $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, and it wasn't $165,000.
Now, when did you realize that you had the ability to raise money?
Well, When back in the old town days is when I really started, you know.
But you're a kid. You're going out asking for folks for money who are older than you. That's not easy.
Well, you know, so here's the way I always felt about it. And to this day, I still feel about it, which is I never ask people for money. What I do is I offer people an opportunity to invest in something that is inherently valuable to our community. And when I ask people for money for Old Town School of Folk Music or nowadays for Chicago Sinfonietta, which is an amazing, unique, and important institution. You know, I don't have any, you know, queasiness about it because I know that these organizations, you know, deliver on the value proposition that they make the city a better place to live and they help our society.
So you present what the opportunity is, and if you'd like to help, certainly we'd like your help. That
yes.
kind of thing.
And I would invite all of the listeners of WGN to help the Chicago Sinfonietta right now by showing up to our concerts and writing huge checks.
40 years into this, that's some big shoes to fill. Who gets to basically go into the position you went into at the Old Town School at 28? Who gets to follow you, regardless of their age, and pick this ball up and run with it?
Well, so at Chicago Sinfonietta, I will be stepping down at the end of the 2019-2020 season, so it's mm-hmm. a little bit less than a year from now. And the board of directors will engage in a process of identifying who my successor will be. There is an incredibly strong internal candidate that they should consider. There are probably also external candidates that they'll look at. And we'll see. They haven't really started the process yet, and so I think that there's a ways to go on it. But what I do know is that this organization is valuable. I'm sure that they'll pick a very talented person, and they'll take it in some new directions that will be
make it really, bigger.
Yeah, I hope so. You know,
yeah.
What you always
That's
hope
a good
is,
attitude, huh?
is to leave the place better than where you found it, and I'm relatively confident that that will be the case.
Dave, if I leave at the end of this contract, will it be better than I found it or worse?
Oh, I think it will be better.
Still off for really judgment, though, at that point, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably depends on the texter.
I think so.
Jim Hirsch is here. Favorite stories you like to tell people at a summer barbecue about all these years in music in Chicago?
Well, I mean, it's really, in many ways, like the people who I've met and the people who I've mm-hmm. worked with that really make all the part of my journey so special.
It'll, well, it's tough to top Aretha in the closet with $165K, but there's got to be a couple of them.
Well, there's another story was when we opened the new Old Town School up in Lincoln Square. Mm-hmm. We hired Joni Mitchell to play the first concert for donors, and we actually chartered a private jet for Joni so that she could fly in from the West Coast, and she is a very dyed-in-the-wool cigarette smoker, so she needed a private jet so that she could smoke on the way here. And wow. Then she got here, and she was playing her set, and one of our donors actually yawned because he had been up since 4 o'clock in the morning because he was a big-time investment guy.
And she saw the yawn.
And she saw the yawn, and she stormed off stage because she was like,
wow. Really?
And then she wrote on the wall of the green room, "Wake up, Chicago, you know, stay awake for the music," or something like that.
Wow. Sensitive little one, isn't she?
Yeah, but she was wonderful. She felt bad about kind of losing it, so she spent hours with our donors
after. Oh, she
after,
did?
And
oh,
she
that's
was,
good.
She
that's
couldn't
good.
Have been more charming.
That's
I mean,
good.
You know, she's an artist. And
who surprised you, if someone you've worked with or encountered that you thought, well, this could be trouble, and they turned out to be delightful?
The person who absolutely struck me as one of the best people I've ever met was Robin Williams.
Yeah.
When I was at the Chicago Theater, we hosted his first stand-up comedy tour in 15 years, the very first performance, and he was walking around the theater, and he was saying, "Jim, if they ever want to tear this thing down, you call me. I'll come and do a benefit for you."
Yeah.
And then after the show, it was March, the wind chill was probably 10 degrees above zero.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the show, he walked outside into the alley and signed autographs for 90 minutes with no security around whatsoever for everyone who asked him. He was an amazingly, you know,
I only met him a couple times, but everybody
man.
I know who knows him well says the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was such a sad thing at the end that he decided that he just couldn't push forward. But that's part of the crippling part of depression that we need to come to terms with in this country as well.
Yeah, and the other person who I met through Sinfonietta who, again, I think is just one of the best human beings on the planet is Yo-Yo Ma.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because I love cello.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always room for cello.
Right?
Sorry.
It is some of the most beautiful music you can hear.
Yeah, and he's not only a brilliant artist, but a humanitarian and a brilliant human being.
And off the air, you'll tell me all the stuff you can't say publicly.
Well, there's nothing bad to say about him.
No, not Yo-Yo Ma in general.
Yeah. There's a few, kind of negative stories, but I'll save those for my memoir.
But after 40 years of this, in balance, the reason your attitude is so great is not just because your attitude's great. It's because you've had a wonderful career.
I consider myself one of the luckiest people to have spent my entire professional life doing work that I'm intensely passionate about.
Right.
I never felt like I was going into work. It's always been a calling, and it's one of the great gifts, that I've had. And, the Sinfonietta has been a continuation of that, because this is an organization that fights for diversity, equity, and inclusion in a field that might be the most segregated of all the arts.
Very good point.
And, to have been able to be a part of giving opportunities to people who are not represented has been one of the great joys of my life. And people can actually see that for themselves. On September 21st, we're going to be doing the Chicago premiere of Jordan Peele's Get Out.
I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work. After seeing the movie, how are you doing this on stage?
So there will be a live symphony orchestra on stage, Chicago Sinfonietta,
right.
Six singers. It will be conducted by the man who wrote the score, Michael Abels.
But you promised me off air no murders.
Well, they're going to project the movie, so whatever happens on screen is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it'll be a completely different and much more immersive experience because, it'll all be kind of happening live on
Creatively,
screen.
That's pretty difficult to pull off, isn't it?
Well, we'll see. We're a pretty good
Walking
band.
Walking the tightrope. Yeah, you are a pretty good band. Yeah,
yeah, so I'm pretty confident that it's going to be a great evening.
Well, listen, we're all blessed in the Chicago creative community, if that's the right umbrella to put us all under, to do the jobs we do. I don't know about your family, but I saw my dad go to work every day as a mechanical engineer and a machinist. And I've seen people my whole life who actually work real jobs. And the beauty of this place and the legacy of WGN is no different than the Chicago music scene. It's important, and we're lucky to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And interestingly, the first job that I ever had as executive director of Old Town School of Folk Music, the chair of the board was actually a WGN
A boss?
Employee. He was an executive, and he was the person who hired me. So I have a very, very warm spot in my heart for...
And I understand your first GN appearance was Roy?
Yeah, yeah, Roy. Well, and the funny thing is, I was once on Bozo Circus as a performer. So another very, very bizarre.
Did you get to play the bucket game? What's the bucket game called, Dave?
A grand prize game.
Grand prize. No, they wouldn't let me do that, but they did let me play my guitar and sang a couple of songs, and the children all went into comas or something.
Did you bring your big shoes?
Your big
clown shoes?
No.
That, just wore your regular people shoes?
Bozo's contract forbid anybody else from wearing
And then 10 minutes later, he's in a closet with Bozo with 165 in cash. Great to see you. Thank you for the work you've done.
Thank you so much.
I know
much.
It's not going to end. You're not the type of guy that's going to go off and just go fishing.
Nope.
You're always going to be involved, but thank you for that.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to share some of these stories with you and the audience, and I hope people will come and check out Chicago Sinfonietta, an amazing orchestra.
For tickets for Get Out, what do they do?
So they can just go on either our website or the Auditorium Theater, which is our partner in presenting mm-hmm. this. And tickets are on sale now, so it's going to be a super cool night. So check it out.
Maybe we bring Jim back to set the Mueller hearings to music in some way.
Would be kind of interesting.
Right? Could keep more of America
Jim doesn't
involved.
Seem real interested in doing that.
I would love to do that. I could do sort of a Steve Goodman-esque, Go right? Cubs Go moment.
Right?
Go Mueller, go,
Nice to see you, my friend.
Thanks.